Turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Book of Ephesians, chapter 4. I'd like to read verse 27. One very simple statement. Neither give place to the devil. Beginning with verse 17 of this chapter, Paul is speaking of the daily walk of a child of God. And the walk of a child of God, of course, is daily. What we read in this verse is part of that daily walk. From reading these verses, beginning with verse 17, we see that the Christian life is made up of some positives. That is, some things that we are to do, and those are mentioned here in these verses. And there are also some negatives, things that we are not to do. In verse 27, the first word, of course, is that word neither, which is simply used to introduce a further negative, which means a negative has followed. That being in verse 26, there's three negatives, or two: be angry and sin not. Sin not, something we're not to do. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Again, something that we're not to do. And then the next word is that word neither, which again is going to introduce another negative statement. It connects the two negative statements made in verse 26 with the negative statement made in verse 27. In other words, to do what we are told not to do in verse 26 is a doing of what we are told not to do in verse 27. If we sin, we're giving place to the devil. If we let the sun go down upon our wrath, we're giving place to the devil. So the neither here simply connects these two verses. When we fail in any of the duties mentioned beginning with verse 17, when we fail in any of those duties, we give place to the devil. But those words, neither give place to the devil, that implies that the devil, Satan, is an opportunist. And that is our subject this evening. Satan, an opportunist. An opportunist, by definition, is one who makes full use of opportunity to gain advantage or to accomplish a goal. Satan is an opportunist. And we, many times, give him opportunity. We invite him in to our lives. Thereby, we invite him into our homes, and we invite him into our church. So Satan is an opportunist, and we are told neither give place to the devil. Now, what do those words mean? Neither give place to the devil. Well, that means that we are not to give any space to the devil, because he is an opportunist. Any space that you give him, he's going to take that and more. He is not going to miss an opportunity. It's not going to happen. Do not give space to the devil. It means do not give the devil room to work. Do not give the devil room to work. Do not give the devil opportunity to work in your life. Do not give him any leeway in your life, because he will make use of whatever space, whatever room, whatever opportunity, and whatever leeway you give him, he's going to take that opportunity. And he is going to make use of whatever you give him. So what is the extent of these words? Neither give place to the devil. Well, you'll notice in verse 26, again, we said the word neither connects the two verses. In verse 26, there are no exceptions. Sin not. No exceptions to that. There's never a time when we're to sin. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Do you see any exceptions at all? There are none. We are never to do that. So when we come to verse 27, neither give place to the devil. Again, there are no exceptions mentioned, which means this covers every area, every aspect of our life, every circumstance that comes about. We are not to give him any space. We are not to give him any room to work. There are no exceptions. Under no circumstances and in no conditions are we to give the devil any space, any room, any opportunity, or any leeway. We'd have to be a fool to give the devil leeway in our life. Anytime we give the devil leeway in our life, we are being very foolish. And we are inviting disaster just to give him this tiniest leeway. We do that when we sin. We do that when we let the sun go down upon our wrath and all these other things that are mentioned here in Ephesians chapter 4. So in every aspect of our life, we are not to give Satan any room. That means in all of our daily habits, in all of our daily routines, do not give the devil any space to work in your life. That means in all your thoughts, all how often we give the devil room to work in our thoughts. We invite him into our brains. It means in all of our emotions, we are not to give place to the devil. Now, I realize God has given us emotions, but I also realize you let the devil have your emotions and you've invited disaster into your life. You're not to give him any space in any of your thoughts, any of your emotions, in any of your feelings. Beware of giving the devil any opportunity or any space to work. The places we go, you'd better make sure you're not giving the devil a space to work in your life. The things you listen to, the things that you watch, you need to make very, very sure that you are not allowing the devil an opportunity to work in your life. Neither give place to the devil. There are no exceptions. In every single aspect of your life, there is not a single phase of your life in which you and I are to give the devil space. And there is not a single time in our life that the devil is not an opportunist. He is always an opportunist. That is his character. And he is looking to take advantage of every opportunity that you and I are going to give him. He will take opportunities that other people give him to invade our lives. So these words reveal the importance and the magnitude of the commands of God. to disobey or to treat with little regard any command or any teaching or any precept or any principle of God is to give place to the devil. When you disobey any teaching of God, when you disobey any principle of God, you have given the devil an opportunity. What that means is that shows us the importance of the commands of God. That shows us the importance of the teachings and the precepts and the principles of God. Also, to disregard the warnings of God. God gives us many warnings throughout His Word. And for you and I to disregard any warning that God gives us is to give the devil place in our life, which again reveals the importance of the warnings of God. To disregard any leadings of God. When you disregard the will of God, you disregard the leadings of God in your life, you have given the devil an opportunity to work in your life. And again, this shows the importance of the leadings of God. To commit any sin, is to give place to the devil. And you see, when we give place to the devil, what we have done is we have opened the door. We have opened the door for further sin. That's why there's no such thing as one sin. One sin always leads to the next, and the next, and the next, and the next. The devil is an opportunist. And he takes every opportunity that there is. The importance of these words here in Ephesians 4:27. Neither give place to the devil. First of all, is seen in who he is. In who Satan is. The Bible tells us that he is an adversary. We read in 1 Peter 5 and verse 8, your adversary, the devil. So he is an adversary. An adversary is one who contends. That is, he contends against us. Therefore, do not give place to the devil. An adversary is one who opposes. An adversary is one who resists. Of course, the devil is an adversary first and foremost to God. But being an adversary to God, he is also an adversary to man. An adversary is someone who seeks to injure you. Now, if someone is going to seek to do you harm, if you have any sense at all, you do not give them the opportunity to do so. And there is no one who seeks to injure you or harm you more than Satan. And yet, we give him opportunity all the time. It's like we say, come on, Satan, give me your best shot. Oh, how foolish. Oh, how foolish. An adversary is one who is against the well-being of another. Satan is against our well-being. He is against the well-being of each and every individual here. He is against the well-being of our homes. He is against the well-being of Home Baptist Church. And therefore, again, if we have any wisdom, we do not give him opportunity. Because he is an opportunist. He will take advantage. An adversary is an antagonist, an opponent. There's one who has hostile feelings toward us. And as an adversary, he is, again, an opportunist. Therefore, do not give him any space. Do not give him any room. Do not give him any opportunity. Do not give him any leeway in your life. Because he is your adversary. And as your adversary, he is an opportunist. And as our adversary, 1 Peter 5 and verse 8, he has a roaring lion. That means he is hungry. He is hungry and he is looking for opportunity. Do not give him opportunity. He is hungry. He is bloodthirsty. And he smells blood and he takes every opportunity. Do not give him opportunity. He's full of fury. He's fierce. And the devil is very, very resolute. He is very, very determined. And he is restrained by no sentiments. He has no pity whatsoever. He has no pity on you. He has no pity on your loved ones. He has no pity on anybody here. None. He is not looking after our welfare. He has no pity. Therefore, neither give place to the devil. He has no sympathy. He does not feel sorry for you. He never has. He never will. He has no sympathy. He's incapable of being sympathetic. And we read this adversary who is a roaring lion, we read he walketh about. He walketh about as an adversary. He walketh about as a roaring lion. In other words, he does not just stay in one place. If he doesn't find opportunity in this place, he moves over to this place, always looking for opportunity. And how foolish we are when we give him that opportunity. How foolish we are when we open the door of opportunity. He roams the earth as the enemy of God. He roams the earth as the enemy of truth. He roams the earth as the enemy of the Lord's people. He roams the earth as the enemy of the Lord's churches. As the enemy of all goodness. As the enemy of all that is holy and all that is spiritual. He is an adversary. He is the very, and as an adversary, he is the very embodiment of evil. There's no good in him. Just as in God, there is no darkness. In Satan, there is no light, though he appears as an angel of light. He is the very embodiment of evil. Only evil inspires his activities. Only evil inspires his energies. He is again the very embodiment of evil. And he walketh about. He is fraudulent. He is a liar. He is alluring. And he walketh about as such. He is proud. He is powerful. He is wicked. He is deceitful. And on we could go. He is referred to as a serpent. He is symbolized by the serpent. The serpent is crooked. The serpent is poisonous. And the serpent conceals himself. And the devil is a serpent. Neither give place to the devil. He is an opportunist. Do not give him opportunity. Do not give him room to make inroads into your life under no circumstances. Do not give place to the devil. We're pretty familiar, all of us should be by now, of how the devil works. He always works the same way, because those ways work. And knowing how the devil works, we need to be sure that we do not give him opportunity. We see who he is. We also see what he does. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8, he's seeking. That is, he's walking about going in search of those he may devour. How does he decide? Oh, I can devour this individual or that individual. opportunity. Opportunity. He's an opportunist. Do not give him opportunity. The word devour simply means to eat up, to consume, and to destroy. That's what the devil does. The devil seeks to consume lives. He seeks to destroy. And he is an opportunist. That we must never, ever forget. He seeks to devour all the workings of God in your heart. When God begins to work in our hearts and God tells us to do such and such and God convicts us that this is what we need to do, be on the lookout. The devil's going to show up. He's going to show up. Someone, whether it be you or someone around you, someone is going to give him opportunity. And you'd better look out. He seeks to devour all the workings of God upon the heart. He seeks to devour all righteousness. He seeks to devour all godliness of life. Any holy desires that we have, the devil seeks to devour those things. He seeks to devour anything that is pleasing to the Lord. He has one thing on his mind: destruction, ruin, devastation. Those are always upon his mind. Do not give him opportunity. He is an enemy with purpose. He is an enemy with resolve. And again, he is an opportunist. He is tireless in his efforts to hinder. The Bible says if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. And I believe that's true. The Bible says it's true. We've got to believe that. But we also know he'll be back. He'll be back. He's tireless. He's not going to give up his efforts to destroy. He's not going to give up his efforts to destroy you. He's not going to give up his efforts to destroy this church. We can resist right now, but he's coming back to make attack. Because he knows. He knows all he has to do is persist. And eventually, we will give him that opportunity. Eventually, we will open the door. We may just open it a crack. That's all he needs. That's all he needs. It may be a thought. It can be anything. But all he needs is one opportunity to make major inroads into this church, into your life. Do you realize that if, as a member of Home Baptist Church, if the devil makes any inroads in your life at all, he has made inroads into the church. There's no exception to that. If he makes inroads into our personal life, he has made a road into the church. Do not give him opportunity. He is tireless in his efforts to turn aside the people of God. All it takes is one time for the devil to turn you aside and he can ruin your life. That's all it takes. All it takes is once. It doesn't have to be multiple. One time is enough. He is tireless in his efforts to turn you away from what is right, from what is holy. He is tireless in his efforts to turn you away from the worship of God. The devil works very, very hard on Saturday nights on every member in this church. And when you wake up Sunday morning, he's right there to meet you. He works very, very hard. And all he wants is an opportunity. And all it takes is one person to give him that opportunity, and a whole worship service can be ruined. That's all it takes. I do not want to be that person that gives the devil an opportunity to ruin and to quench the spirit of a worship service. We must not give him space. That's why it may be best, depending on your family dynamics, it may be best for you just to stay to yourself on Sundays before coming to church. Do not give him opportunity. Refuse to enter into an argument, whether it be your spouse or whatever, before church services. Don't you see that's just the devil seeking opportunity? That's all it is. And the Spirit of God can be quenched. Oh, it's easy. It's easy if the Spirit of God is being quenched in a service. It's easy to, if the pastor would preach better, if he'd do this, if he'd do that, it'd be different. No, I'll tell you what would be different, is if folks would quit giving the devil opportunity to work in their life. That's what'll make the difference. And it'll make a difference every single Lord's Day. The devil seeks opportunity to break your fellowship with the Lord, to turn you from anything that would draw you closer to the Lord. He is always looking for ways to get you heading in the wrong direction. And it only has to be one step. That's all he's worried about, is one step. Because if he can get you to take one step in the wrong direction, he can get you to take two and three and four. But he's always looking to get us going in the wrong direction, to get our eyes going in the wrong direction, to get our thoughts going in the wrong direction. We must not give him opportunity. He'll do everything he can to make sure that we do not get too far from the world's ways. You look at Pharaoh's offers of compromise to the children of Israel. It's a picture of Satan. It is a picture of Satan at work. And he does not, just like Pharaoh did not want the children of Israel to get too far from Egypt, so it is with the devil. He doesn't want us to get too far from the world, from the world's thinking. And that's why he's constantly assaulting us with the thinking of the world and the philosophies of the world, because he doesn't want us to get too detached from the philosophies of this world. He seeks to discourage the hearts of God's people. We can't give in to discouragement, because that gives place to the devil. That gives place for Satan to work. That gives him some space. That gives him some wiggle room to maneuver. We cannot give place to such things. He seeks to get the child of God to follow human reason, to follow the dictates of their own fleshly nature. He's always looking for opportunity. He's always seeking to stop the work of God. He always seeks to oppose the work of God. And just as he said to Peter, Jesus said to Peter, "Satan hath desired to have you." That's true of everyone here. Satan desires to have us. Don't give him opportunity. Don't give the devil opportunity. He desires dominion over your life. He doesn't just want one area of your life. That's where he begins. But he wants dominion over the entire life. He wants sway over your entire life. He endeavors to draw individuals into sin. Don't give him that opportunity. And that's why today, individuals that play with sin, don't you see, you're giving the devil opportunity. He's an opportunist. He's not like you and I that ignore our opportunities. He's an opportunist. He knows an opportunity when he sees one, and he's going to take it. You and I have spiritual opportunities all the time, and we don't see them. But he knows an opportunity. and he's going to take it. He is the solicitor to evil. He is the enticer to that which is contrary to God. He is a provoker to disobedience to God. He seeks to imprison every one of us here. He seeks to bring us into bondage. He seeks to get us entangled in something. It can be anything. It can be a good thing, but you can be entangled in it, and it's no longer a good thing. Anything you become entangled in, where you cannot function, it's not a good thing. And the devil is always seeking to entangle us. He endeavors to steal the seed of God's word. When you hear the word of God and the word of God blesses your heart, the devil is looking for every opportunity to steal the word of God. Do not give him opportunity. Do not be easily distracted in the worship service, because all that is giving the devil an opportunity to steal the word of God from your heart. He does everything he can to prevent the word of God from finding a lodging place in your heart or mind. He does everything he can to choke the word of God. It's no accident, and it's not just coincidence, that when people sit in the house of God, things go through their mind as, oh, brother so-and-so, what he did to me, sister so-and-so, what they did. That's no accident. That's the devil. And you give way to those things, and you've given him opportunity. And the Spirit of God is quenched. All it takes is a thought to go through one mind, and the Spirit of God can be quenched. We need to realize the seriousness of this. But we are so accustomed to all kinds of thoughts going through our minds during worship service, we don't think anything of it. We're so accustomed to being entertained by the children or drawing this picture or that picture or whatever that we're not even aware that all we're doing is giving the devil an opportunity to work in our lives. We need to be aware that it only takes one individual to quench the spirit of a worship service. Only one. These are our problems today. Our problems today is that we have invited the devil into our lives. Our problems today is we have opened the doors in the church for the devil to come in. These are our problems. Neither give place to the devil. He'll do everything he can to weaken your resolve. He'll do everything he can to get you to lighten up on your convictions. And if you lighten up on one, it's not going to stop there. There's going to be another. Oh, it may take a while, but it's coming. There'll be another. You compromise in one area, it might be a year or two down the road, but you're going to compromise in another. The devil knows this. We need to know it. He is an opportunist. He has methods. That is, he has means and procedures of attack. He has devices. That is, he has plans. He has techniques. He has wiles. That is, he has tricks and deceits. And he has snares or traps. And he knows each one of us. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our strengths. And as we've said before many times, we get sidetracked. We think the devil is going to attack my weakness. Oh, the devil's smarter than that. He'll attack your strengths also. You'll get so concerned about your weaknesses that you'll guard those and he'll attack your strengths. Don't give him opportunity. Do not give Satan any opportunity to work in our lives. And it is so easy today. Our entire society has opened the door to the devil. And we've fallen right in line. All of us have. Some to a greater degree than others, but we all have. And we have all had our spiritual lives affected adversely because we give place to the devil. So how do we accomplish this task here in verse 27? Neither give place to the devil. Well, if we go to Ephesians 6, we taught a series of Sunday school lessons on all of this, but in Ephesians 6, verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The strength that we need is a strength of which the Lord is the source. Be strong in the Lord. We need his strength. And in the power of his might, or the power of his strength, there is power in his strength. And that is the power that you and I need. But that phrase, be strong, is present tense. That is, be continually strong. You may be strong tonight, and you may shut all the doors of opportunity for Satan tonight, but there's a tomorrow. There's also a tomorrow, and he's going to show up again, and he's going to seek to destroy you tomorrow. And therefore, tomorrow when you get up, you have to again have the strength of God not to give him any opportunity, not to give him any space, not to give him any leeway whatsoever. It means be continually strengthened. What happens? What have we done when we fail to be strengthened by God? What have we done when we fail to draw strength from God? I'll tell you what we've done. We've given him opportunity. As soon as you and I fail to draw our strength from God, we have given Satan a place to work. So just what most consider to be a minor thing. Well, I just failed to draw my strength from God. Oh, that's not all you just did. You gave the devil opportunity. And giving the devil opportunity, since he is an opportunist, he took the opportunity. He's going to use it. So we must draw strength from the Lord. To fail to do that is to give him space. And that's serious business. We have to make use of what God has provided us to fight the devil. Verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Verse 13, take unto you the whole armor of God. When you fail to do that, you've given him opportunity. He sees. Ha! They don't have the armor on today. You think he's going to pass that opportunity up? You say, well, I don't feel good today. You think the devil is going to come by your bedside and say, oh, brother, I'm so sorry you don't feel good. I tell you what, I'm not going to work on you today. I'll wait till you're feeling better. He's an opportunist. He doesn't care if you don't feel good or not. He's going to take the opportunity that you give him, and more. So we are to put on the armor of God. You fail to do that, you've given the devil opportunity. And then we are to, verse 11 says, we are to stand against the wiles of the devil. We do that by drawing strength from the Lord. We do that by putting on the whole armor of God. But the very word stand, stand against the wiles of the devil. The very word stand indicates a position of high alert. Be awake. Be alert. Because you have an enemy that seeks to devour you, and that enemy is an opportunist. Be alert. There is no time for a vacation in the war against Satan. None. He's going to take opportunity. Knowing that we have an enemy. Knowing that his intent is to destroy. Knowing the malice of the enemy. We are to stand. We are to be in a position of alertness. It is a position of focus. You have to be focused. It is also, the word stand indicates increased readiness. That is, you're ready. You're ready for the devil's attacks. Stand. That is, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, you stand. You be in a position of alertness because he is an opportunist. Therefore, we must be willing to stand. The word stand means to take up a specified position. It is to have a position. People will say, well, I don't have a position on that. Well, you've given the devil opportunity. You've got to have a position. We have got to take a position. And our position must always be on God's side. Anything else is giving the devil an opportunity. But the most important word, perhaps, there in Ephesians 6 and verse 11 is stand against. Against. If you're not against, what's wrong? Then you've given him opportunity. You've got to be against it. I don't care what it is. I don't care who it is. We have to be against it. And if we're not against it, then to some degree we're for it. And we've given him opportunity. Stand against. Against means opposition. We're to stand opposed. It means that we are going in the opposite direction of the devil. We are moving in the opposite direction of the devil. The position of the church should always be against the devil. It should always be against sin. Always. There's never an exception. The position of every child of God should always be against the devil. Isn't it amazing how many of God's people are against what God says? Well, if you're against what God says, you're for what the devil says. And you've opened the door, the opportunity. And it's harder and harder today to find folks who are not against what the devil says. You can read it in black and white in the scriptures and somebody will say, well, I don't really see it that way. Well, you tell me how you do see it then. Neither give place to the devil. Well, I don't see it that way. How else can you see it? You can't see it any other way. When God calls something sin, you say, well, I don't see it that way. You can't see it any other way. Just say. Instead of such a foolish statement, I don't see it that way, just say, well, I'm not opposed to that. And just be honest. I know it's sin, but I'm not opposed to it. And that by so doing, the doors have been opened. We see that we're to stand, we're to wrestle. Verse 12, to wrestle is to contend. We're to always be contending against the devil. You stop contending, you've given space. You've given opportunity to Satan. We see that we're to withstand in verse 13. Withstand an evil day. The evil day has reference to a specific season of attack. And I believe every one of us by experience knows this. That there are specific seasons in our life when the devil is going to attack us. There are just going to be specific times in our life when we are under the direct assault of Satan. And you had better withstand in that day. Which means to oppose with firm determination. And how do you do that? By drawing strength from God, by putting on the entire armor of God, and by taking a position of alertness. You withstand the attack. The truth is, it's sad today, but God's people are so spiritually immature they can't hardly withstand anything. They can't withstand the head cold anymore. That's the truth. You can't withstand anything. You just continually give place to the devil. We need to withstand. Oppose with firm determination. In the day of satanic assault, we have to oppose him with firm determination and maintain a specified position against the attack. We have to maintain a position. And there will be voices everywhere. Oh, you lighten up here, lighten up there. You don't have to maintain that position. Everything will be all right. No, it won't. No, it won't. Every door you open, the devil's going to take advantage. You can just open it a crack, he'll open it a little more. He's an opportunist. In the day of assault, we must maintain opposition against the attack. We must contend. We must strive against opposing forces. But you see, today, the tendency is, when the devil begins to attack, our tendency is, oh, poor me. We sit down and have a pity party. The devil's an opportunist. He loves pity parties. I believe he comes to every one of them. Uninvited, he comes to every pity party. He always shows up at the pity party because you've given him an opportunity to work. And we all get there. We all have those times when we feel sorry for ourselves. You'd better get over it quick. Because all you're doing is giving the devil an opportunity. And the more you sit there and convince yourself, I have every right to feel pity. I have every right to feel this way. All you're doing is just opening the door a little wider, a little wider, a little wider. That's all you're doing. We have to stand. And there is without a doubt today that the devil is at work. He's at work in individual lives. He's at work against the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is attacking the truth from every possible angle. He is attacking preaching from every possible angle. The devil is at work. He is not going to let up. We must not think that, oh, we have a battle to go through now, but it's going to get easier. Yes, it'll get easier in heaven. But not until then. Until we get to heaven, we have a battle to fight. We have a war to wage. And there is far too much at stake to give up. The Lord taught me church truth a long time ago. And he put it in my heart. And because of my love for the Lord's church, I have no intention of sitting back and watching anybody, I don't care who it is, give the devil opportunity each and every week to work. There's too much at stake. We need to stand. We must stand. This is a life and death struggle. This is not just some battle of convenience. We have to stand. And if we see someone that has fallen, we need to pick them up and help them to stand. Encourage one another to stand. Don't turn against one another. The devil loves that. Because if God's forces are fighting against one another, they're not fighting against the devil. They're doing the devil's work. You know, and we can do the devil's work. Remember, Jesus said to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Peter began to do the devil's work. How did he do it? All he did was made a suggestion. That's all he did. He made a suggestion to Jesus Christ that was contrary to the will of God. And Jesus said, "Peter, you're doing the very work of the devil." That's what the devil does. He makes suggestions. He whispers in our ears. Everything we need to win the battle, we have. In closing, notice verse 11. "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able." That you may be able. Implying that you will not be able unless you do this. Put on the whole armor of God that you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 13. "Take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able." Again, implying that you will not be able unless you do this. "To withstand in the evil day." Verse 16. "Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." In other words, God gives us everything we need to be able to stand. You say, "Well, he just was so determined in his attacks, he just kept coming and coming and coming. I couldn't resist any longer." That's not true. That's not true. If that is true, then God lied. What happened is you gave up and you were no longer able. But you could have been able. You could have been able if you would have taken the armor of God, put it on, and used it. So don't say, I can't resist any longer. Yes, you can. Be honest, you don't want to any longer. You're tired. "I'm tired of fighting the battle. Tired of fighting Satan." Well, guess what? You're going to be defeated. You get tired enough to quit, you're going to get defeated. He's not going to come and feel sorry for you. He's not going to come and feel sympathy for you. He's going to take that opportunity to destroy you and to devour you. "Well, we need to just take a little break." You don't have time to take a break. The devil is an opportunist. There is no peace treaty. He's not going to honor any peace treaty. He's not going to honor any agreement that you enter in with him. He's not going to honor it. He's a liar. He's a deceit. We have to realize who it is that we're against today. Neither give place to the devil. God help us today that we would determine, "I'm not going to give the devil an inch. I'm not going to give him any room. I'm not going to give him any space. I'm not going to give him any leeway in my life. I'm not going to do it." We need to be determined that we're going to stand against. You know, people say, "Oh, you're a Baptist. You Baptists are against everything." I wish we were against near as much as we should be against. I long for the day to see when Baptists are finally against what they ought to be against. And we need to be against some things. We need to be against anything that's contrary to God. Anything. If it's contrary to God, we need to be against it. And if it's in alignment with God, we need to be for it. So what are we for? What are we against? It says much about our spiritual condition.